What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Delaney.
Yes, I was hoping you'd do that. We are back at it. The roomies are back together recording an episode for you guys. We think this is Delaney's third debut.
Third episode. I just said, call me co-host.
She just knows how to do this. So we posted on Instagram and I was like, what do you guys want us to talk about? You know, because Delaney was like, do we have to talk about how we met again?
I know. I feel like we've beaten the dead horse with that one.
We definitely have. Like, we met at UGA. Anyways, I'm like still answering the question.
Y'all know the
GIF. Yeah. So we wanted to make it fun. And Brooke kind of suggested we talk a little bit about college because once this episode is out, it's like college decision week. All of you guys have decided. A lot of you guys are going to UGA.
Woo.
So exciting. Go dogs. But it's about to be our senior year of college. And a lot of you guys, oddly enough, want us to talk about our senior year.
Oh, that's so sad to even say.
Dude, it's so weird because when Delaney and I, now I'm talking about when we met.
When
oh my God. When we met in freshman year, like neither of us were like, we were both like, oh, I just want to graduate and like go to a city. And like now we're just like, no.
Now I'm like, no. One more year is so short.
So short, considering things have already been cut short. Oh, also update, guys. We got an email from UGA a couple days ago saying they anticipate us to be back in person.
Fingers crossed. I mean, Fingers crossed. Let's hope.
Gosh, I don't know how much longer I can go, man.
A couple other schools have gotten that same email, though, so that's somewhat promising.
And ASU, Arizona State, said they, like, are going back in the fall. Like, not anticipate, like, they are. So I feel like that's good. At least that's what I heard. That's, like, the rumors. But anyways.
It's not jinx anything.
Yeah, for real. So it's about to be your senior year of college, and a lot of you guys want to talk about our senior year plans. Like, literally so many of you guys requested that. Like, I'm not, like, well, like, people want to know.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about what classes we're taking in the fall, like, our schedules, our, like, you know, how we're still living together, what we're excited about, you know, all the things, what we want to do this coming year, like, you know, just fun things. But before even any of that, we're going to kind of just catch up with you guys. And yeah, I guess we can get into our highlights.
Let's do it. Oh, shoot. Highlights. Okay.
Woo! Highlights?
Pull up my notes here. My highlight is probably similar to yours. Just, you know, being back in Athens with my girl. And as of right now, I only have one final left, which is so exciting.
That is so exciting.
A big relief.
That's a big relief. Like, Delaney and I are both taking online summer classes. So we're, like, about to be... Well, once this episode's up, we're done with our classes. Mm-hmm. And then we have
1 or 2 weeks before summer classes start, which is... I'm taking 3 summer classes.
How many are you taking? That's like almost like a school schedule, you know?
It really
like some
is.
People take 4 in the fall.
How many are you taking?
2. Well, 1 I'm taking marketing, and then I'm taking what is it? It's like my directed study. So it's like a research paper instead of going
on my
master. So I actually don't really know what it's going to be like.
Gotcha. Yeah, luckily my 3 classes aren't all at the same time. I have 1 in May, 1 in July, and then 1 that's June and July.
Oh.
So it's not like I'm going to be crammed with everything at once, which is nice.
Yeah, that's good. And like this summer is still going to be kind of tame. And so I feel like it's like a good, okay summer.
I feel like so many people
to...
are taking online classes, so I don't feel alone.
No, yeah. It's like, it's just going to feel like this is a new normal. Just like online classes is part of the routine.
And we've both done it in the summer before.
Yeah, we both like online classes.
Yeah, we do.
We're a stan of them. You especially.
Oh, I love them.
yeah, no, my highlight. So if you guys don't know, if you don't like watch my vlogs or really, I think I kind of touched on last week, but Delaney and I are back in Athens. We are social distancing, literally not from each other. Obviously we are both here, but
prior to this, we have both been social distancing.
Right. And that's why we felt comfortable, you know, being able to go back here and just, we wanted to take our finals here, have some peace and quiet. And it worked out well because today I came in from a walk and Delaney literally was in the middle of a presentation.
Oh my gosh.
Want to tell the story?
Yeah. So I had one of my finals today and it was a project presentation and it took about 2.5 hours for all the groups to present and mine was last, of course. So by the time I get to it, I'm like all pumped up, ready. I've been waiting for this and my computer just shuts off. I don't know why. I don't know how. I've never seen that happen before. But of course, after 2 hours of waiting, it happens my turn. And luckily, Danielle walked in the door right as it was happening and I was like, Danielle, give me your computer right now. And it was very hectic.
I'm glad you weren't alone.
I was very frantic.
I know. And Delaney gets really nervous before presentation.
Oh my god, I hate presenting anyways, so I was freaking out, but now that class is over.
I know. bittersweet for sure. But yeah, so it's been really, really fun. We've been cooking a lot. We've made, well, honestly, it's been Delaney's ideas. Chicken fried rice.
We've done chicken quesadillas.
That was a new one. That was exciting.
What else have we done?
Pizza, our steak and broccoli.
Steak and broccoli.
Tonight's pasta, finally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been pretty good. We haven't eaten out once.
No, I mean,
not that we can, but like we haven't done takeout or anything.
Well, the most we've gotten takeout is this Dunkin' coffee we're drinking right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, you're right.
Trying to think. Oh, I definitely got Chick-fil-A. I lied.
Did you?
I got those fries. You had the Coke.
You had the Coke. I definitely did. Okay, right.
But yeah, no, we haven't like ordered a meal. Tomorrow we have to figure out what we're having. That's a whole other conversation. That's like such an exciting thing in itself.
Danielle cooked breakfast for me though this morning.
Oh yeah, bacon. Some of them are really burnt. But
we've been loving cooking for each other.
Yeah, I know.
Danielle's like the first human interaction besides my family I've had, so it's refreshing.
It's some big stuff. It's like very life-changing.
Life-changing. This is the longest, maybe the longest since we've met that we haven't seen each other, or was that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe summer, but this just felt longer.
Because we haven't seen each other since before spring break. Because obviously we thought that we'd be back after spring break, but...
Yeah, we didn't even go on spring break together. That's like the kicker. And that's why we were like, this is just unacceptable. I mean, we came here to see each other, but we came here to just to like...
Get away.
Just to get away, basically. And it's been super, super nice. So many people are like, why do you want to like be in your small apartment instead of like at home? But like, it's really like, our apartment guys is such good vibes.
Yeah.
Like it's
you
like,
have no idea how much you need an escape until you escape.
Yeah. And we're paying rent here. You guys, very expensive rent at that.
Hasn't stopped, unfortunately. So yes. We had to take advantage.
Yes. Sadly, it hasn't stopped. That's a great way to put it. So, it's been nice just to have a change of scenery and sit on our balcony. We got some new lights for our balcony. Mm-hmm. And our apartment's not super small, but it like feels like...
No, it's not.
I went for a walk in our like apartment unit, like just down, like not even outside of our room.
Oh yeah, I've been ripsticking down the hall.
Oh yeah.
It's just something to do. We've been doing a lot of walks, North Campus, downtown.
Oh yeah.
Sitting on a pallet we currently made.
Yes, we made. Well, we...
Okay. For those of you who don't know what a pallet is, it's a fort without a cover.
I learned that when I met Delaney Free.
I'm a big pallet fan.
Yeah, no, they're fun. Well, we tried to make fort is really what we wanted to do.
It just didn't work out. Our apartment is not built for that. We didn't have anything tall enough to make a hood.
A hood? That's...
A roof? A roof? What would you call that?
No, well, that makes sense, because yesterday I kept saying, like, oh, for the roof. I'm like, that's not the right word, but I couldn't think of it.
A hood.
Like, teepee?
A teepee. Hood. We didn't have the top of the teepee tent.
Yeah, we... the top of the teepee tent of the tippet of the... But we were using like a really heavy blanket, and like you're supposed to use like a sheet when you like put it over, and then we try to use like my ring light as like the teepee part, and just
needless to say, it didn't work out.
Yeah, so
but it did work out because we have a pallet now.
Except now Delaney has some back issues.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on the pallet yesterday watching TV and doing homework. Now my back really hurts.
Yeah, you really like lived up the pallet. I mean, I guess I did too. I just like went to bed earlier.
I was like, I'm going to take full advantage. We have twinkle lights. And
yeah, it's been a vibe for sure. We're sitting on it right now. But yeah, that was really fun. So my highlight is that. And then also just sometimes during like finals or midterms or just exams in general, I feel super drained and I just feel so unmotivated. But I don't know if it's because of a change of scenery or whatever, but just being back here, I've just felt so productive. Like, I've been doing this thing where I like write 2 pages of my essay a day, and well, I didn't write 2 pages today. I only wrote 1 today, but like I'm doing a lot more than I would have done at home, and it just feels.
I feel like it's so much less distracting to be with me anyway, because your family doesn't really understand. Like, okay, I actually have online classes and homework to do, whereas you and me are like, okay, let's both go in our separate rooms.
Yes.
We're gonna do our stuff and come back together. After.
Yeah, exactly. We're just like, okay, this is what I'm doing right now. Closing the door at this time. I'll be ready. Because, yeah, I think maybe I touched on that. Maybe I didn't on the podcast. But it's just so hard because, like, your family is, like, so excited when you're home. Mm-hmm. And they just, like, we all forget. Like, no, I, like, actually am in my room for a reason. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, a rebellious teen. Like,
yeah, I actually have schoolwork to do.
Yeah, and the Wi-Fi is just incredibly better here for me. Like, I don't know about yours. Mine is actually so bad because Freddie would be on Zoom too. My Wi-Fi, I swear it's because we live by the water. I don't know. We've never had good Wi-Fi. My mom has like gotten the guys to like up the whatever the Wi-Fi connect. It's just not it. Like my videos take 4 hours to upload. Even like it's just and here my videos upload in a minute.
Oh, It's just great to be back.
I know. Like, that's not the reason, but you know. All right. Now we're going to talk about something we're loving right now.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Should I go first?
Yes.
Okay. My current favorite will come as no surprise to you. It's a TV show. Can you guess which one? Actually, maybe it's a little bit of a surprise.
Okay. Let me do some guessing.
Okay.
Is it a reality show?
No.
Is it something that recently came on Disney Plus?
No.
So it's not Sunny with a Chance.
No.
And it's not Survivor.
No.
But Shameless.
No.
Does it start with an S?
No.
I'm guessing all the S's. Wait.
Once I say it, you're going to be like, oh.
Wait, don't tell me. This is fun. I feel like I know everything you've been watching lately. The only thing you've been watching is Shameless, Sunny with a Chance.
I haven't watched it here.
Oh.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Yes.
That you watched that here, like...
I did a while ago, and then I rewatched it at home. It's still a favorite of mine. Marvelous Miss Maisel. It's on Amazon Prime. It's so good.
Shout out your playlist. You have to tell them about it.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what my Spotify name is, but I have a playlist on there. It's all, like, 50s, 60s jazz, fun vibes, and... good time. We listened to it the other night.
It was such a vibe. Like, I was like, Delaney, why haven't I heard this yet? Because she already has a playlist that some of you guys know about called Jazzy, which is like Frank Sinatra, all the good stuff. But this one's a little bit
more like Judy Garland, upbeat.
Yeah.
Like,
da,
fun
da,
stuff. Da, yeah. Da, da. You'll just have to check it out.
Yeah. Very, very good.
What's your fave?
I really couldn't like think of. Well, I guess. I wrote my Felix Gray Blue Light glasses because I've been like. Wearing them like constantly just because
I borrowed them.
Yeah, like they're just I don't know, we're looking at the TV, you're looking on our computer, like I don't know, it's just something I like to like, I don't know, I feel like they help a little bit. But also, since we're talking about TV, Little Fires Everywhere.
Yes, we just finished. Well, Danielle just finished. I finished last week. But.
She had already finished. And Delaney's always such a trooper. She'll rewatch absolutely anything with me.
I love rewatching shows with people because I love seeing their reactions.
It's so cute. And it helps, though, because there was like a part in the show where I like clearly wasn't listening, and Delaney was like, wait, you didn't hear that, did you? And it was like a really important part.
I'm so annoying when it comes to that, though. I'm like, Danielle, you're not paying attention. This is so important. Watch.
No, yeah, I needed that. But because I think Brooke was saying, well, neither of you guys like the ending. I don't love the ending, but it's kind of what I thought it would. Like, it's like a good ending. It just could have been extended longer.
Yeah, it felt so rushed and like it wasn't ready to be over. There was so much to like talk about in the last episode. It just felt so rushed.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely wish there were more episodes. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a great
Maybe
show.
They'll make a season two, like Big Little Lies. I'm pretty sure that was only supposed to be one season.
Oh, really?
Maybe I could get that wrong, but I feel like they could make another season if they wanted to.
I would love to see a spinoff. I would love it. But yeah, there's no like new products or anything, because I mean, we're not really...
I haven't bought anything.
Yeah, like there's not... I don't know. So, now we're going to talk about our favorite quote.
Ooh.
You're gonna have to go first because I just realized mine's on my computer and I don't have my computer out.
All right, I found this one on Pinterest, of course.
Love.
And it says, it actually doesn't say who it's by, but it says, being called weird is like being called limited edition, meaning you're something that people don't see often. Remember that.
Aww.
I love that because I'm just weird and like quirky
and you're special. You don't want to be like all the other people. I really, really love that. That's so cute.
Thank you.
So mine's about mine's like so much like sad.
God.
Well, it's not sad, but it's just something I constantly struggle with is overthinking. So this one says, it's also from Pinterest, overthinking will destroy your happiness and your mood. It'll make everything worse than it actually is. Take a deep breath, exhale, and have faith. What's meant to be will be.
And so true.
I just like, it's so true. Like literally most of the, like if I'm overthinking about absolutely anything and then I find out like that it's actually whatever I was like worried about like isn't even the case. Like it just, you think, you look back and you're like, oh my God, I spent so much time mentally
worrying
thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like what the heck? Like even Freddie said something a couple weeks ago. He was like, you're going to look back on this and laugh about this. So just like, forget about it now. And I'm like, frick. You're
That's
so
true.
Right.
That happens to me with school a lot. I'll like be dreading one test or one project or essay. And then I get it done. I'm like, okay, that was so easy. Why was I worrying so much about that?
No, exactly. It's like, what the heck? So yeah, that was just the quote that I wanted to share, and I think it's good. I literally just looked up on Pinterest overthinking quotes. So alrighty, so that's kind of taking care of all the housekeeping, if you will. Also, thank you to everyone who bought merch. We sold out literally in under an hour. It was actually wild. Delaney's wearing her blue hoodie right now. It looks really good.
I love it. It's so cozy.
I know. It's so, so, so fun. So we're going to get into kind of what we're going to talk about, and that's just senior year and how excited we are. All I know is that I was excited about senior year, but now I feel like we're just going to like live every moment to the fullest.
Oh, especially after this time. Yeah.
Like, I mean,
we can't not. We were talking about earlier how we have to be so much less lame this year.
No, we have to be so much less lame. And like, I know myself, like I know I'm still going to like stay in some nights, and I know Delaney will too.
100%.
But I feel like there's going to, like, I think it's going to make us have this whole like, wow, like we should go to, not that we don't go to the football games, but like we should go to, I don't know, that, whatever.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, just do all the things with KD, like any sorority stuff. Like, don't, like, I don't know, because sometimes I feel like seniors start to slack off, and it just makes me not want to. Like, it makes me want to, like, go full force. And I think it might help with senioritis as well. Like, I know it's only a year away, but I really don't see myself next, like, April or May being like, ugh, like, get me out. Whereas in high school, I literally was like, oh my gosh, I'm so done. I was done, like, junior year. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, like classes, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see myself the last month going, oh, I'm just going to skip this one. We're pretty much done. Like, I feel like I'm going to want to go to every class.
Yeah, and not even...
I mean, I say that now, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I just think...
I mean, we only have one more left of all the big things, you know what I mean? Like, homecoming game, one more formal, one more date night, one more, you know? There's so many... There's so many lasts,
and I am like actually one of the world's worst people at goodbyes. Like, I'm not good at it, fam. Like, I don't like to say goodbye. I just like hate it. So, and I'm also like, this is our last this, like this is the last that. Like, it's
gonna be so sentimental. We're gonna be so emo next year.
We're gonna be so emo, like actually 24/7, but it'll be fine. It'll be great things. So I thought we'd start off by talking about like our class schedule for the fall and kind of like what we're taking. Do you want to start?
Yeah. So, so I'm an advertising major, and next semester I have three of my major classes. One is social media. One is an advertising health class. And then the other one is about communication. So that should be super fun. And those are all on Tuesday, Thursday, which I love because I like being in the mindset of advertising all in one day, if that makes sense.
It does.
It's just easier. And then... for an elective class, did I tell you this? I'm taking a bug class.
Entomology.
It's like, yeah, entomology. Yeah, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11, I think. And that's pretty much it. Because I'm taking three summer classes, I didn't have to cram pack my schedule in like the fall, which was so nice.
Well, I have a class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 too. So we can like, I have a class before that.
Did we plan this? No, not really.
No, but we did say, because wait,
we
kind of
planned our Tuesday, Thursday, 9:30 is my first one.
Yeah, that's when mine is too. Yeah. Which is so exciting, you guys, because this past semester or two, I've had, just because I literally didn't have options, my classes were earlier, and hers, like, neither of us really had options for our classes. There was like one time slot for our major. And yeah, I always like had classes before her, and she always got to have like this leisurely mornings. Like, there were certain days I'd come back and she was like,
and
just
I hadn't even
gone
to class yet.
Yeah, I was like, you're kidding. And not that like it's like a bad thing, but it's like it's so fun to like have a morning like together.
No, I know. I used to, freshman and sophomore year, I had all my classes in the mornings, which was nice to get it over with. But then you're kind of like, okay, well, now there's nothing to do in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have a good morning and chill and then go to class.
Totally. That would be ideal for sure. But then it's also on the other side of it all, it is nice, since we're both going to have earlier classes to justify it, it is nice in the sense that once you're done, like, like if there's like a date night that night or something, like, or you have an appointment, right, like you do have all afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like pros and cons to both. It's really hard. Also we didn't say, so Delaney's an advertising major.
I said that, but
yes. Oh, you did. I wasn't listening. And then did you say the certificate thing?
No, but I'm doing a legal certificate, and those are the classes I'm taking this summer. So I have, it's going to be so fun.
Well, Elle Woods over here.
And an employment law class.
Oh, baby.
Awesome. And then I'll have a break in the fall, and then I'll have two more legal classes in the spring.
Yeah, and we're both, you have to take a PE at UGA as long as other, as well as other colleges, and we might take the same PE spring. Yeah,
there's so many options in the spring.
I know, I haven't really like looked at them. That's just like a later problem.
There's so many fun ones.
I'm excited, but it's also like annoying. Like Delaney and I get so frustrated because it doesn't go towards like our hours to graduate, yeah, even though we're required.
It's worth one credit, but you can't apply that one credit towards your total hours. Even though it's required.
If not, doesn't
require. If anyone has an explanation for that.
And a lot of them you have to like go places for. So it's like it takes more time out of your
and
day.
And it's three times a week, most of them.
I know. Like bowling.
So it's not even 1 hour. It's more than that.
I know. And it's frustrating because like I feel like a lot of people in college, I mean, I'm not talking for everybody, but like a lot of people like do something to work out. Like at this age, people are like, I know it's like get people like, yeah, you know, active, but I feel like even just walking to class is good.
Yeah, it's not like high school where they forced right. you, but like I feel like that was more justified than this.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't.
So I'm a fashion merchandising major with an emphasis in brand management.
Fancy.
Woo! And so the class I'm taking the fall, I'm literally all in the same area. Like I never move.
That's
like
how it's, I am too. It's so nice.
It's nice, but it's also like mine's like all the fashion merchandising people, which is awesome. But like I don't see like.
Yeah, that's true. I won't see You're any... stuck with those people all day.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. Whereas yours is like in a central area, but
yeah, that's true.
It's fine. I mean, I love all those people, but it's not like I'd like see any of my guy friends around there. Yeah, like
that's so true.
So, I'm taking 5 credit hours this fall. I'm taking
five classes.
Did I say 5 credit hours?
I'm like, wow, man, 5 credits. Could you imagine? Nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm taking 5 classes this fall. Excuse me. And so I'm taking a textiles testing lab, which is going to actually suck. Like, I know it's going to suck.
I think I already our hate my textiles class. Didn't Dawson take
that? And she hates it so much. Ugh. So I'm really excited about that. Those are going to be on Monday and Tuesday in the afternoon. Well, that's going to be.
They're longer, right? I think you showed me, yeah.
I'm really not looking forward to that, in all honesty. And then, oh gosh. And then I have 2 classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't even have them written down. Or I'm looking at my schedule and it's like the numbers and I can't remember because they're all like TXMI this, TXMI that. But I have one. I have basically everything in the morning. So like I'm done Monday, Wednesday, Friday at like 11:45.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I know it is. Or like 12, I guess. And then, or both days, I'm pretty much done by 12 and I start at 9:30. I don't have any.
That's nice because I feel like most people have classes on Tuesday, Thursday anyway. And so if your schedule's jam-packed on those 2 days, it's not like you're missing anything.
That's also
Whereas Monday,
true.
Wednesday, Friday is so chill.
That's really anyway. True. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure. So like, I can't even remember the names of the darn classes. I think one of them's a trend forecast. I literally just like had an appointment with my advisor and she was like, these are the classes you have left. So I think it's like a trend forecasting class, which is going to be fun. I'm taking a history of dress right now. And I think my next class I have to take is history of like culture or something.
It's kind of fun though.
No, they're all really fun.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're all really, really cool. And then there's one other that I really can't remember right now. Wow. I'm so prepared. I forgot cause I had it all pulled up, but I forgot it doesn't like say the actual class name. So, but yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to have like in your major, it sounds like all the classes relate in some way. Whereas advertising, there are so many different fields of advertising you can go in. Like I'm taking a media planning class right now, which that just has nothing to do with what I want to do in my career. And so it sucks to have to take that class when you know, like, this is kind of pointless.
Yeah, that is hard. That's how I feel about textiles, though. Because, like, yes. Like, because basically there's, like, the brand management and then there's design.
Yeah, and, I feel and you're, like, not the design. Yeah, yeah,
like, I feel like design major should have to take that, not me.
Yeah, I know.
But it is cool. I've learned about, you know, different finishes and fabrics. And it's definitely something to know, especially if you really do get in the fashion industry. It's, like, something you really should know about. So, like, I get it, but yeah, it's, like, chemistry cool. at the end of the day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I thought I would get out of that being a fashion merchandising major. But, yeah, and I said this earlier, but we will be living together in the fall.
Yes. Lots of people have asked.
I know. I'm like, when did we ever, like...
We're not sick of each other yet.
No. Oh, my God. This is, like, our last time we'll be able to live together. Well, who knows down the road.
It's so nice not... Like, we're not gonna have to move apartments.
No, thank God.
We've both moved apartments or places to live every year since
not
college.
Fun. It's not fun. Yeah. I was actually, what were you saying?
I was just saying, and we'll have like the apartment all through the summer, which is nice. And
oh yeah, it'll be nice. I was gonna ask you, like, you know, obviously we're living here in the fall again, but do you think there's anything that we'll want to like change decor wise. Nothing like dramatic, but like
maybe the frames, a few of them are adding more.
Yeah, we always add to our gallery wall for sure.
But I mean, other than that, I don't know what else we could change.
I know. I think the
we're
only
not
thing
getting rid of the mirror. We're not getting rid of the balcony, not getting rid of the TV. Like there's nothing else really.
Well, I think sometimes I still think about putting something above the TV.
Yeah. I don't know what though.
But, and we always could have added like curtains.
I might do like my room a little. Maybe I'll change out the movie posters just for fun.
Ooh. Like,
cause I have some more at home.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Literally the other day when we were at Target getting groceries, it's been really exciting to go to Target because it's like the only place you can go right now, or like, you know, you can only go to like grocery stores right now, whatever, but like Target sells
Target has
things.
Everything.
So it was kind of exciting. I was like, wow, I haven't like seen like
a clothing store.
Yeah, like it was like clothing and I was like, holy crap, like that's wild. But we didn't like buy any, but anyways, excuse me, we were in the home whatever area because we were getting these lights for our balcony, and I saw this like mini like
fireplace pit thing
for your outdoor balcony, and I was like, oh,
Danielle's like, do you think this will fit outside? I was like, I really don't think so.
I was kind of being so serious.
The idea.
I was like, how cool would this be? But like, we're honestly not on the balcony enough, but like right now is the best time for balcony. It's like good weather here. But
like the only time we would use that is in the winter, which I don't like being on the balcony in the winter.
Yeah, it's very cold. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't think I'll really change up my room that much either. I mean, sometimes I change up the throw pillows. I'm trying to clean it even more to make it look less cluttered.
It's just too much work.
Yeah.
We've moved every year since. There's no point.
Yeah. I mean, there's really just, and like, because our apartment comes furnished, which is awesome. So the only thing we could do is like get new throw pillows, but like, that's just about it.
Yeah. I'm not worried.
Yeah. We always find these like fun little things, and if we change our mind, we can do so. The only thing I sometimes think about is like putting like frames in the hallway. But
yeah, we have that long hallway when you come through the door.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to put something there.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know if I ever said this. Should we tell them what our doormat says?
Oh my God, yes, tell the whole story. This is so funny. So at the beginning of the year, we wanted a doormat for our apartment, and Danielle ordered one that she thought said, what was it?
Oh, fancy seeing you here.
Fancy seeing you here.
So
and
cute, so innocent.
In the mail. We're so excited and open it. And I don't know if they sent you the wrong one or you accidentally ordered the wrong one.
I never actually looked.
But it says, welcome to the shit show.
I literally was so upset. I was like, this is so raunchy. Like, this is awful. I'm sending Delaney a photo. She goes, oh, well, that's so funny.
I freaking love it. It's so fun.
I was just like, Delaney, we're not shit shows.
So if you haven't seen it in the vlogs or anything, that's why. But
yeah, I never show it because I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, I love it. I think people will love it.
No, it's like honestly such a hit. I remember.
Because also it's just so opposite of us. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're these crazy, like, raunchy, like, super hyper girls.
No, exactly. That's why I was like, our neighbors. I remember being so nervous when we left. I was like, our neighbors are going to see and be like, who are our neighbors?
We haven't said anything about it. They probably love
it. Actually, haven't said anything to us ever. So
ever. You live next to us. Hello.
They, like, walk out of their door and we're like, oh my God, oh my God. What do they look like?
I've still yet to see them. Have you?
I've seen one. She's cute, too. I'm like, we would be pals. Like, I remember it was, like, a bachelor night. And
oh,
like,
that's right.
I saw
we
her
don't really
there.
Know our neighbors.
We don't, but I know that they were like having girls over to watch Bachelor with Wine. I was like, okay, like we should like do that with them, but like whatever, it's fine. Where was I gonna go with all of this? Oh, the Dorman. Shit show.
Yeah.
Well, funny story. Ever since Brooke and I's episode we did a couple weeks ago, I just feel like I can just say whatever now. Not that this is any sort of anything, but there's been a couple times like when we first did it, I remember I was like out, I was like in class, I don't know where I was, but Ryan like called me and he was like, hey, like my parents are in town for lunch, like they want to come see your apartment.
And
that's
freaking out about the doormat. Did you hide it? I don't remember.
I made you do it. So I think I did. No, I definitely did.
I don't remember that.
Because I remember I called you because I wasn't, basically I was like close to my apartment. I was walking. That's what it was. And I was like, okay, like I'll meet you guys downstairs because it would have just, like, I was going to meet them at the time. Like, I didn't have time to come up, basically.
Yeah.
So I called Delaney. I was like, Delaney, please. I knew my bed wasn't made and the doormat was out there. And I just, like, didn't know them well enough yet. I was like,
no, I would have been freaked out, too, if it was their first time coming up.
I know. It's just like, oh, welcome to my apartment. It's just like, we're not a frat house.
I know.
So I'm like, Delaney, I think you, like, put it in my bathtub or something. And then you, like,
maybe.
Made my bed, which was so sweet. But that's just, like, a funny anecdote.
That's so funny.
Now I don't care. Like, when my parents came, I was like, I, like, prefaced it. I was like, hey, just so you know.
Just so you know, there's a bad word on our doormat.
I don't know. I just really think... I still, when I see it, I'm like, that's just so not us. But anyway, that's 10 minutes on our doormat. That's what makes
it funnier, that it isn't us.
I know. You're right. So, like we were saying earlier, Selena and I are a bit of grandmas sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then. But it's also funny because I feel like sometimes, we're on opposite schedules. Like, one night Delaney will, like, want to be, like, not lame. And then the other night, like, I want to be not lame. Like, it's always, like, I feel like we're never on the same vibe. Or sometimes we are.
No, you're right. Sometimes we are on the same vibe, but you'll be like, let's go out tonight. And I'm like, honestly, no, I'm so not feeling it. Or I have so much work.
And then, like, the next night.
This semester especially, I feel like we've been on opposite party schedules.
It's so annoying because, like, when we go out together and we're both on the same level, like, it's so fun. Yeah. But that hasn't happened in actually so long.
No, you're so right.
Like, and it's just, like, it just happens. Like, there's nothing to do about it.
Yeah, that's weird. But next year, we're working on it.
No, yeah. So this coming year, we're going to be less lame. Our friends are going to listen to this and, like, hold it accountable. Be like, oh, y'all yeah, said 100%. It.
We're going to regret this later, but
yeah,
there's will be more fun senior year.
I definitely, like, I'm not good at staying out past, like, 1. Honestly, I'll probably still go to bed at a normal time. But, like, I won't, like, I'll just, I don't know.
We're not people who go out every day or... No. Party every day, etc.
Yeah, we're just not. But we're going to try and do more of that, be more fun, all the things. I think it'll be good.
Me too.
Alrighty, so that kind of covers senior year. I don't know, we just felt like it was like fun to like touch base with you guys and how excited we're to be like to go back to school in the fall. I'm like counting down the days.
Way too excited. Never been excited to go back to school.
Yeah, never been so excited. I'm curious to see like how everything plays out, and obviously we know that all of this is happening in the world right now and things could change, but right. For now we're going with we're gonna be back. Fingers we're gonna stay crossed. Positive.
We're hoping, praying, staying positive.
Exactly. Yes, totally. So I love a good Q&A sesh. It's really, really fun. And it's fun because we want to like answer questions that y'all want to hear. We want to talk about things that you guys want us to talk about. So I posted on my Instagram and I asked you guys to ask us questions. And I love this first question. It says, where did it go? Well, I don't remember where it is, but oh, my mother's calling me. Sorry, Mom. It said, do you think you guys would have been friends in high school?
Oh, this is kind of hard.
So I think if we went to my high school, we would have been.
Yeah.
Because mine was really small.
Right. I had 700 people in my class. My high school was huge. I don't think so. Plus, it sounds like we were into different stuff in high school.
Yeah, I don't really know. Because it sounds like in high school, you did like the DECA. Like...
Yeah, I was very like business marketing.
Yeah.
And you were very theater, dare I say.
I don't know if I was known for theater at my school. I definitely did theater. I was very involved. I did theater and I did football managing and I did cheer freshman year, but that was just about it. But I don't know. Like if you went to my high school, I think we would have been friends, but I also could see you being in this other friend group that was in my grade.
Were they a good friend group?
No, yeah, they were like the other. So like we had like probably like my grade was 120 people. There was like 3 friend groups, girlfriend right. groups, and we all hung out. But I feel I don't know. I see you being friends with this one girl that I'm like thinking about right now. But I feel like I really don't know.
My friend group was all like you said, people who did DECA and marketing, and that's basically all I hung out with. So I just can't see you being in that group.
Can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. Sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Like I don't really know. I think if we would have like sat and talked, I really have no idea.
That is a good question though.
Right?
I never thought about it.
I'm just laughing at this question.
Ask it. Do it.
There's no, we're not going to answer it because I don't really know what we would say, but
just ask it.
How do you manage having boys over at the apartment? You know, we're just like, hey, I've got the apartment tonight. No, it's not like that.
No,
at all.
Not at all.
No.
I don't know how to answer that.
No, I know. I just thought it was so funny. Like, we're just not like that, you guys. I mean, well, I guess I have a boyfriend, yeah, but like, I don't know. I just thought it was really
just
funny.
Just assume what you will.
Yeah. I just thought that was funny. Favorite TikTok trend right now?
Ooh.
So that could be a dance. That could be like a makeup thing.
Well, tomorrow we're doing a TikTok trend. We decided to do a little sheet photo shoot, if you will call it.
If you will.
An at-home photo shoot. We've seen a bunch on Instagram, but also I've seen a lot of TikToks about that.
Yeah, we're inspired by Shots by Alex. Shout out to her. She's been killing the TikTok game lately. Oh, yeah. I've shot with her a couple times. Delaney was supposed to shoot with her in New York, but the dates didn't work out. But we just want to do some fun pics with a white sheet, switch the outfits, just have like a time. Maybe we'll go outside. We'll see how we're feeling.
It'll be good for like my Instagram and portfolio too.
I haven't
been able to post any modeling photos lately because, well, I can't do it right now. So this will be so fun.
Yeah. My favorite, like, I love all the dance. Well, Delaney and I just learned the,
Roxy,
the True Talk. Yeah.
Rockin' Robin.
Yeah. That one.
She hasn't gone on camera anymore.
I know. That was, like, a good one. But I also really think the TikTok trend of, like pretending to be an album cover is so funny.
Really love that one.
I think it's like, because it's like you like there's no way to guess what album cover they're gonna be.
It is really funny.
Like, I loved the Drake one. It was like, when's the last time you saw your friends? And she like looks like the Drake cover and it's like March 14th. That's like, he has a song called March 14th. That's literally when like our cruise ended, March 14th. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any more TikTok trends. I don't really do any TikTok trends anyway. We just did the roommate one.
What was that one?
The, like, what you thought your roommate was going to be versus what
was. That one's a good one. Yeah, that one's funny, too.
Follow us on TikTok.
Definitely follow us on TikTok. Have you guys ever liked the same guy?
No.
If
we have, we've never talked about it.
Yeah, that would be news.
We have different types.
Very opposite. Very, like, she'll be like, he's cute. Things. I'm like, ugh. And then I'll do the same. She'll be like, eh.
Yeah, very opposite.
She likes more like,
describe my type.
Okay, let's do this. Yeah. Have we never done this?
Maybe we have.
Maybe we have, but let's do it again.
I forget.
Well, your type is, I did this with Brooke maybe. Like, not that this is your type, but like, I could see you with someone with like longer hair. Long hair.
I do like long hair.
Or it doesn't have to be long, but it just has to like have
definitely
something to
flow.
It.
Right.
Definitely a flow, obviously tall. So, like, at least 6. Let's give you 6'1". You
like, don't text if you're under 6 feet. I just can't.
She wants to wear heels.
I want to wear heels and be next to a guy. It's just how it is.
It's just how it's going to have to be. It's okay. And he loves, like, 80s music. He has 100%. To be able to do that. And he has to not be a movie talker.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That would be a very big issue for you.
Could you imagine? We sit down to a movie and I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah, that's like, you should probably, like, if you're like really considering a guy, like your first date should be a movie.
That's so true.
You need to like make sure.
Wow, this is good.
He needs to be well seasoned in movies. As for looks, I don't
really have a look preference.
I feel
though.
Like you'd be brown or blonde hair. You don't care.
I'm so all over the place.
He would just be very
the more
gorgeous.
Athletic type, but then I also like the cute skinny like surfer guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I feel like you want like a look, because then you're like obsessed with Gronk,
right?
And he's like bigger, so
yeah, you're right. I guess
I haven't figured you out.
Well, I feel like you have one type, and that would be Ryan in a hole.
Yeah, he's pretty much
bigger,
my type,
and taller.
He needs to like have like bigger legs than me.
Oh, for sure. And I can't see you with someone even close to your height. I feel like they need to be a lot taller.
Yeah, I just like to look up. I like to feel little.
You like to feel little.
I like brown hair, brown.
Very
I'm like
muscular,
telling you my type.
Likes to work out.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, hair color. Like, do you have a hair color preference?
Brown. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't. I think blonde guys are attractive, but I've never liked a blonde guy.
Interesting. Sorry, to all the blonde guys listening.
Yeah, I've never. I don't know.
Yeah,
and I like brown
right.
eyes.
Oh, wow. So you do have a look preference.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because, like, eyebrow, I don't know. What's the most spontaneous trip or thing you and Delaney have ever done together?
Most spontaneous?
We've definitely
We're not
done
spontaneous.
Random. I mean, the
Trip
other
players.
Day, we went to Kroger to get chicken.
Okay. I think they mean, like, vacation.
I know. I'm joking.
Nothing spontaneous, really. I mean, Coachella last year was kind of spontaneous.
That was very spontaneous. Well, I was going.
Yeah, you were already going, and then you called me like, hey.
Because basically, Brooke wasn't going last minute, and she needed someone to take her ticket, and we got that.
Yeah, that was definitely the most
spontaneous. I don't remember how close. It couldn't have been that close, though. Because you still were able to pick out
outfits.
It was
like a month in advance.
Yeah.
But you had already known you were going for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fun. Spontaneous. There's definitely been times where, like, let's go do this. But, yeah, nothing, like...
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know Danielle? She's a big planner. I don't think you could ever just, like... Hey, I'm coming, or hey, let's go.
I know, even today, like, I'm like, so what time do you want to record? Like, I'm so annoying.
I'm like, I don't know, whenever.
I know. She's like, just go with the flow. Nothing to do with the podcast, but does Baskin Robbins have good coffee?
Someone asked that?
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts has good coffee, oh, that's funny. There's just so many actually really good questions. Do you guys ever cook something that the other can't stand the smell or taste of?
Oh god. Well, not cook, but Danielle just, I'm such a picky eater, and she loves to sit right next to me and eat her food. But I don't like it. No?
Really? I feel like I'm pickier than you. This is exciting if you're a pickier eater than me.
Well, I don't know, like, I hate fruit.
That's like,
and
the
you're
only
constantly
thing.
Eating fruit. Not constantly, but you do.
I
a lot.
Am constantly eating fruit. Like, I will have like a bowl of blackberries out. The worst is when I eat apples. She does not do that well. Which is weird. Like, I get bananas. I used to get a little queasy when I was around bananas, but apples?
I hate fruit. I can't stand the taste, the smell, the look of them. But I do like fruit flavored things, which is odd.
Oh, you know, this is true actually, because whenever I eat hard boiled eggs, forget about
it. Oh my god, no. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
What's a food that I have that you don't like?
Like seafood stuff.
Oh yeah.
But not that you seafood. You don't cook
don't seafood
here. Thank God. That would be I do not do seafood smell well. But I like some seafood. I don't really know.
See, I'm a little pickier.
Yeah, I guess, but like if you go to a restaurant, you're going to be less picky than me.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't
you'll,
like sauces.
You'll, get pasta.
I'll get only. Pasta, and you'll probably get, like, the salmon. Do you like salmon?
No, I hate salmon.
Oh,
like
oh,
fish,
we're
fish.
Vibing, baby. We're vibing.
Ask me one more question, then I'm going to find one for you.
I know, I was just about to say, let me just give this to you. I will talk while you look for questions.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do. Sipping my Dunkin' medium iced coffee with cream and one sugar. Delaney's order is a small iced coffee with cream and sugar, no exceptions.
An iced regular, if you're from the north. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone said Dunkin' or Starbucks. My answer is Dunkin'. You're Starbucks.
Mine's Starbucks.
Cringiest pickup line you've ever gotten.
I really don't think no one hits on me.
Okay, but like,
wait,
in middle school maybe?
I'll never forget when we were at some party and this guy, you wear your big hoops. And I remember he was like, the bigger the
oh,
hoop.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a pickup line.
That's not a pickup line. It was just cringy altogether.
Yeah.
Pet peeves of Delaney about Danielle.
Of Delaney about... Okay.
What is a pet peeve that I do that you don't like or...
Oh, I thought it meant...
Vice versa.
Okay, we'll both think of one. The only thing I can think of is the TV. How? Not the TV, how it's on, but how...
Oh, I'm a, like,
well,
no talker.
I can think of, I bet your pet peeve of yours for me is, like, we'll start a show and she's so excited to, like, show me. And then I'm just like, eh, not the vibe right now. Or
yes.
Like,
oh, my God.
Like, we started the Coachella documentary and it was, like, okay. And we, like, paused it to go for a walk.
It's almost like right when I get into a show or movie, Danielle, like, tunes out. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Oh, that literally happened the other day, actually.
Yeah.
The Michael Jordan thing.
The Michael Jordan thing. Danielle's like, this is horrible. I'm like, wait, it's actually getting good.
Yeah. It's just, like, we're very off on vibes sometimes.
I can't think of a pet peeve, really.
That's great
I guess
news.
Just would be that, I don't know. I'm a little more organized than you.
Oh, definitely. Delaney keeps her apartment very... If I lived alone still, this
It's
counter,
not that she's dirty. She just leaves a lot of stuff out sometimes. And I'm like...
Do I really? I think, yeah.
Come
I guess,
on, this isn't news.
Yeah, I guess I do. Yeah, everything on the counter is mine right now, so...
Yeah.
Delaney's very clean. Her room is... clean.
Yeah, I just gotta have it.
No, I know. I would like to be clean, and I make my bed every day, and I do the things. I just have, like, I just think I have a lot more stuff than you. Like, I have my suitcase still out in the hall, like, bulging of clothes. I'm just... I don't know.
I kind of like this. It says, can Delaney elaborate on her family-themed dinner fun and
oh,
what she's been doing during quarantine?
Dude.
I guess that is a TikTok trend that I've picked up on.
That is.
Me and my family did a bunch of themed dinners. We had a celebrity night. I dressed as Boston Rob from Survivor. And then we had, what else did we do? Oh, we did like a really fancy dinner. My mom cooked this very elaborate meal, candlelit dinner. I put on my semi-dress and heels. My dad and brother wore suits. That was super fun. And yeah, I guess those are the only two themed dinners.
No, those are so huge. I like mentioned it to my fam and they're like, that's so cool. I was like, can we do it? And no one wanted to.
They didn't want to do it. Aww.
Yeah, your family gets so into that stuff that you guys have like an Oscars party with like gowns. Like,
oh my God, yeah. My mom is just the most elaborate party thrower and we're big hosters at our house.
I'm so here for it. Love the freedom. That's always a good time.
I just can't think of a question to ask.
It's a nice sunny day here in Athens.
I can't. I get so
freaking out. Who was your first celeb crush? Mine was Jesse McCartney.
First one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the first time you were like, ooh.
Oh, definitely Benny from The Sandlot. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God, Rodrigo. You're so you. Yeah.
Like, was he not yours?
No, no. No, it's just like you would say, like, someone from Sandlot. Like, I would say Jesse McCartney, like, Disney Channel pop star.
Oh, no, he was the first, like, kid. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, shoot, he's cute. I have so many celebrity crushes now, though. It's very hard to keep up.
Yeah, we were, like, naming your crushes the other day. I can't even remember them anymore. What is the weirdest thing the other does?
The weirdest thing?
You have some weird things. I just can't think of them right now.
I know, same. I don't know. Weird.
I think this is weird, but like our other friends do it too. Is we'll be like sitting watching something, and she's really good at focusing at her phone and the TV at the same time. She play. I don't know. I actually haven't seen you do it. The drawing thing. Color by numbers, and she used to just sit there profusely with her finger like coloring things by numbers, but like also like so focused on a movie, and I'm like, how can you do both?
I'm a great multitasker when it comes to non-school related
like content
things. Yeah, absolutely.
There's something else so weird that you do and I cannot think
what do you, oh my God, it must be like
really it's not weird. Like a bad thing, it's something that I roast you for all the time, and why can't I think of it right now? It always has to do with movies. It's probably something to do with movies.
Oh, for sure. I can't think of a weird thing you do. I mean, there's just so many.
I think I eat baby carrots when like my stomach hurts.
Oh yeah, that is
like really I always odd. Just like randomly bring out baby carrots the weirdest times of the day, I feel like.
Yeah, the other day she was like, oh, my stomach just hurts so bad, I'm gonna eat baby carrots. That like, is the last thing on my mind.
It is on most people's. I don't know why. I don't know. I can't think. I'll have to get back to you guys on that because it will come.
You're kind of fidgety sometimes, too.
Oh my God, I'm so fidgety.
Like,
during movies.
She can't get comfy on the couch ever.
Ever. I wondered if you noticed that.
Yeah, I did the other day whenever we were watching Aquamarine because you're just sitting there and all you hear is the crunching of the couch. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't sit still, sister.
It's so true. I cannot sit still. Like, I don't know. I just, like, can never. That's a good way to put it. I never get comfortable. Let's see. And where is she from? She's from outside of Atlanta. Favorite meal to make together? That's so cheesy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was really
so sorry.
Cheesy.
I just got really nervous. I say anytime we do any like stir fry, it's really nice. Like yeah, any sort of rice fry, with
taco
the veggies.
Salad.
Oh, nut. That stuff is so good. I just said that. Oh my God. Oopsie. All right, well, I think we'll end there, yeah?
Yeah, I think we have great questions.
Yes. I think this was really, really fun, a great app. Yeah, everything we've caught up on was, like, stuff that happened during, like, spring break or stuff that we just, like, now it's just kind of like, okay, cool. But we're enjoying each other's time together. And honestly, I'm so excited to cook pasta tonight and play your Marvelous Miss Maisel playlist and all of the things. But yeah, Delaney, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Third time's the charm.
Yes, the time. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Check out our TikToks. Check out just all of the things. And we love you guys and talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.